It's almost noon. The sun is blazing high in the sky, but I'm shaded by the towering trees above me. The forest is dense and thick. The perfect hiding place. Normally, I wouldn't worry too much about being hunted by a human. I'm faster than most of them, and they're quite susceptible to fae glamour. An insignificant amount of my magic could have any slayer falling over themselves to be near me. It could instantly erase from their minds any intention they once had of killing me, and fill their heads with lustful desire instead. Then, it would only be a matter of getting them close enough to drive my dagger in. There's something different about this slayer, though. This one who has relentlessly hunted me for the last 6 weeks. I've come across him a few times now, and each time I've nearly been bested. He's resistant to my magic. I've summoned the elements against him. I've cast illusions to confuse him. I've even shapeshifted to disguise myself, and he was still able to follow my trail. The thought of him makes my skin burn. A slayer that dangerous is a fae's worst enemy, and this one incites anger in me like I've never felt before. It's physical. I don't just want him dead. I want to feel my hands around his neck. I stop for a moment and lean against a tree. No. That can't be him already. He was miles behind me when I crossed the river. How could he have possibly caught up already? I stop, dead still, with my back pressed against the tree's trunk. I was certain I had lost him for good. Oh, damn, that bastard is fast! I know he's here. Ugh, I can smell him in the air. The leather of his belt, the mud caking his boots. I can even smell the tang of his steel blade. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe all this time on the run is dulling my senses. Or maybe not. Oh, damn it! His dagger is pinning me to the tree through my skirt. My favorite skirt, I might add. I grasp at the wooden handle and try to yank the blade out, but it's wedged in deep. He emerges out of the thicket of trees, stoic, blank-faced. A strong, stocky build of hard muscles is visible even through his protective leather armor. He's tall. Long black hair streaked with silver and caked with mud is pulled back from his face. Chiseled with sharp, intelligent green eyes. The eyes of a hunter. He moves towards me. Slowly. Closing in for the kill. I should move. Try to get free. But he's too close for me to make a quick escape. And he knows it. I'll have to try a different tactic. A glamour might delay him long enough to break free. It hasn't worked on him so far, but I have to try. I summon all of my concentration and attempt to make myself as charming as possible. Afternoon, Slayer. You're quite relentless, aren't you?
When it comes to business, yes.
Business? Oh, is that all this is to you? He stands just inches away, those sharp eyes piercing mine. Oh, well, that's a shame. What activities do you take pleasure in? He steps even closer to me. I watch his eyes slowly, deliberately move across my body. Oh, Look at that. Maybe he's not as strong as he thinks. He stops inches away from my face and bends his mouth to my ear.
Honoring my word. Completing the deeds I've been contracted to commit.
Damn. The glamour hasn't worked at all. I notice his eyes tick downwards to my mouth. My neck. My chest.
Why aren't you fighting, Faye?
I realize he's right. I'm not fighting. Not really. I should be fighting with all my might to get away from him. Well, why aren't you? Suddenly his lips are on mine, passionately sliding his tongue into my mouth. His hands grab roughly at my hips as his tongue pushes into my mouth. Burning hatred mixes with a more carnal instinct, and my body trembles involuntarily. It's less a kiss and more an acknowledgement of insatiable desire. What am I doing? Am I actually enjoying this? I love the way he tastes. The feeling of his hands on my hips. I lay my hands flat against his chest and kiss him hard with the anger I felt these last weeks. Desire burns through me, along with a fiery rage. I claw at his back, hatred fueling my passion. I'm desperate for more. He presses his hips into mine and writhes up against me. His cock is thick and hard beneath his trousers. I must have it. I yank up the bottom hem of my tunic, and his fingers slide between my legs. Oh, yes. He's desperate and wild as he runs his fingers up and down through my pussy, rubbing me with a frantic hunger. His free hand tugs at his belt and trousers. His cock, large and rigid, stands to attention, ready to fill me and satisfy this shared longing. He glides the tip between my legs and enters me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.